Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker and investor, Natalie Torres-Haddad. She will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy.
Almost over. Absolutely. So I'm so excited to be able to share with you. Sylvia and I were on the on a panel this morning talking about all things about real estate investing. And so the fact that it was an all-female panel, which is incredible, and different women from all over the country talking about our experiences buying, selling, dealing with our own issues as homeowners, dealing with rental properties. it was definitely an interesting panel that people were like, can we make this 2 days? I'm like, yeah, 1 hour is not enough. But I wanted to, one, thank her for being a part of this podcast, so because not only from her expertise, but the representation she brings to the table, and she'll tell you a little bit more about how she started investing in real estate. But thank you and welcome to Financially Savvy.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so if you can you tell us maybe your first experience when you bought your first place? How did you feel going through the whole process?
Yeah, so I made the choice. I lived in Seattle and rents were crazy, and I just decided I would always rent in Seattle. But I started looking into places to buy investment properties. And the first thing I realized was, wow, if we leave Seattle, we can get properties for a lot cheaper. So that was the first thing. And then I just sort of tried to read online about, you know, getting a loan for the property, what I could expect as far as rent, expenses, tried to stick sort of to the 1% rule in CapEx, things along those lines. And then I finally found the house. It's right outside of Nashville. And I found the house and I was like, okay, we're going forward. And I remember when my offer was accepted, I had at the same time, like, yes, I did it. And oh no, what have I gotten myself into?
Yeah, the panic attack is real. Yes. Instant buyer remorse, right?
Yes. Oh my goodness.
And you did this by yourself.
I did it by myself, yes.
So as a woman too, I think that's something that's so crucial because it's scary, we're already doubting ourselves, and then you have this instant panic attack, and I totally understand what you're saying. And I think buyer's remorse lasted for me at least a year and a half until I got my first tax return. I was like, okay, this makes more sense now.
That's what I did. Okay. Now it started to make sense.
Right? And obviously, and your background is in law, right?
Yes.
So you're educated and you're smart enough to possibly take a new path that most women haven't yet. Did you come across, I guess, any, not necessarily setbacks, but challenges or things that were said to you, you're like, maybe I shouldn't rent this property.
Yeah, so the challenges, the first were that it was not a state property. I live in Seattle, the property was in Tennessee. So I pretty much had to do these crazy whirlwind tours of property when I was there, because I refused to buy sight unseen.
Good tip, yeah.
Yeah, and then you just kind of have pushback from people when you're looking at the properties, like, oh, I don't know how serious you are.
Right.
I was just there by myself, but I was really serious and ready to go.
Yeah.
And so you just kind of get vibes from people in the open house. You can tell who they take seriously when they talk to you.
And we were so young, you look at it too, so like, I'm sure you got that too. And I'm like, are you sure? Because I know I got that a lot too, where I'm like, yeah, I'm an adult.
Yeah, you'll get pointed questions like, so have you actually been approved?
Yeah.
So like little pointed questions like that. That really try to undermine your that really hints as to whether or not you could really go through with this purchase by yourself.
Yeah,
so little things like that.
You know, it's comforting, comforting and also disturbing to me that you also went through that same process as I did, where we already have 5,000 doubts in our mind. No one is really rooting for you. I mean, luckily, I think I had supportive family members and meeting my parents. In an extent, but they were also kind of like, you can live at home if you want, come back, or, you know, are you sure you want to invest in this area, or, you know, just kind of, or even, like, I think you just said they're asking you, are you pre-approved? And you're like, first of all, yes, I am, and you are an attorney, so, yeah, our bank accounts show, and I think that's something that I remember till the day of the actual closing, my loan officer was like, wow, like, the way he said it, I think he was trying to say he was impressed, but I could tell he was nervous for me, because he was like, oh, you're not buying this place with a husband because I was single at the time, or your parents. It's just you.
Yeah.
And I looked at him kind of like, are you serious? You've seen my bank account. You've seen how long it's taken me to get to this point. And you're doing this right now.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, that, you know, talk about already, like, maybe I should not be doing this.
Yeah, so when I was communicating with the title company, they'll say things like, so are you the only one who's going on the loan? It's just you? And it's like, yeah, just me. Single, no husband, yeah, just me, right?
Yeah, and for me, and especially I think in the female culture, was kind of like, you know, I even had family because we're like, hey, you're not married. Are you not thinking about being married? I'm like, what does that have to do anything with my mind that we're right now? Yeah, if I was a guy, it would be completely different. And as you can tell, those that are watching and probably listening, got really quiet because we're actually in the Seattle Art Museum. They're in a lower retreat the second day, towards the end, so we're both exhausted after speaking, right? And they're starting the conference right now, but the fact that we get to be in the same room, like let's do the scenario.
Yes.
So bear with us with the voice change, obviously, when you hear it. But I thank you for sharing that because I think women, especially, or not even women, anyone that's thinking of buying a place, and they're already having these self-doubts, hopefully they can say, you know what, I don't think I'll have that problem, which is cool. Or if I do, I know that I'm not the only one that's being asked these questions. Or third, it's about time that people stop saying, you know what, that's inappropriate, you shouldn't be saying that. So now loan officers or anyone that you're going to be working with will say, I should have never said that. I know I didn't come from a bad place, but now I know that I'm building onto their anxiety or doubt. And especially when I get more referrals from other people, presentation matters.
Yes, and I'm hoping that another alternative happens where it's so common for women and people in color, of color, to take these steps that people won't have a second thought.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think it's particularly women of color. It's kind of a earlier I shared that one, like half the time they saw us. Are you the housekeeper? Are you the nanny? And I'm like, hold on, or where's your husband? And I'm like, are you serious? So you're right. To make it so common that it becomes that they're just happy to see us and work with us and be able to do more deals with us too, because I think that's one thing I look back on, like half of those people I did not work again because of that issue. And when I found other women that were brokers or realtors or other people that were supportive in every possible way, I'm like, I will refer you now to someone else, not like the very first interaction I had.
Exactly.
Yeah, so then that ding is the elevator. Can you share with us maybe some tips that you've used, maybe resources or books, something that you feel has helped you in your journey in buying real estate?
Yeah, so one of the websites that really helped me was a website called biggerpockets.com.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. Yeah, and it's just a good website where you can post questions and ask questions. There's no such thing as a silly question. There are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of other members who are ready and willing to help. The other resource is the local library.
Yes.
There are all sorts of books about my first real estate deal or tips for investing in real estate.
Right.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel. The basics are already out there and at your fingertips and available for free. And the third tip is every major metro area has local real estate investing clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them allow you to go to at least your first meeting for free, if
right.
not like the first month for free, and you just network, you
yeah.
meet people, you find tips about the best lenders in certain areas.
And we all talk, we all know.
Exactly. So I'd say even before you're ready to actually make the move, get involved in the local real estate arena, and that can save you a world of headaches.
And that is such a key factor of the groups that you surround yourself with when it comes to accountability. Now it's so much easier. I feel like people don't have an excuse to fight on those investment club or particular club which one you're part of. Because, I mean, starting out, we said that we didn't have Facebook, we didn't have YouTube. We literally had to find at least one person that can direct us in, you know, in that market. And at the time, we were probably the only women doing that in that particular field, only women or people of color, period, in that. So now that you can see that there's these groups forming, when someone says, I can't do it, I'm like, I have no excuse.
There's no
Not
excuse.
At all. So thank you so much for being part of it. Before we end, I always want to end with the question. Do you still remember the first time you received check or cash that made complete difference in you thinking of, like, wow, this is not your traditional 9-to-5 paycheck. What did that feel like? And what did it feel like?
That felt like a validation of all the work and effort I had put in to start looking into real estate. Mm-hmm. When I got that first rental check,
yes.
And I was like, oh my goodness, this actually works.
Yes.
And the second time was when I did my first tax return, and you see that your depreciation, you're not actually really paying income tax on the income that you're getting.
And so, especially if you're in the state of Seattle, they don't have income tax. I mean, Washington.
Tennessee either. So I would the first rental check I received where it was like, okay, this actually does work. And then the first tax return after buying my property, those were the first two times where I was like, okay, I've read about it in books, but this is actually happening.
Yes.
It made it much more real.
Well, I think we're going to have to do a definite follow-up with you because obviously we have to get back to it. And I would love to have you again because I feel like we can talk about this for days, but not just the experiences, but the different pros and cons of investing in real estate, right? And a podcast that comes to my mind is Real Estate Investor Guide is what I'd love to do the connection for you. It, because it's when we see women help other women, guess what it creates? This whole community change. It helps everyone. So the fact that you're doing that, I feel so inspired by you. So thank you for being a part of this. And how can people connect with you if they want to get a hold of you?
Well, I don't have a blog or a podcast or but just basic email address.
Okay.
My email is sylviajhall@hotmail.com. Old school, still have the Hotmail.
I love it. Okay. I had my Hotmail for a long time too. So thank you so much. And yes, stay tuned for other episodes. And we're definitely going to have her back because the market's changing. We'd love to get some of that feedback as well. So stay tuned for next time. Just have you 20 minutes. Bye.
To learn more about the podcast, check out financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. For more interviews, make sure you look up Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes on YouTube and Instagram TV. To hire the trailblazer, as Forbes featured her the financial and mental health advocate for your next workshop or speaking engagement, follow Natalie at Financially Savvy Latina on all social platforms. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.